יופי, בעזרת השם, we are in תורה למד ח', 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 רבנו is saying that a person needs to check himself all of the time if he's glued to Hashem Yitbarach, if he's attached to Hashem Yitbarach, if he's connected to Hashem Yitbarach. והסימן של וקוטו תפילין, and the sign for that is תפילין. What is תפילין? You know what's תפילין? שלום עליכם. תפילין, this is the פאר, this is the glory. It means that this is the glory of Am Israel, that they're putting the תפילין on top of the head. And in the Gemara, מסכת ברכות is telling us that הקדוש ברוך הוא also puts תפילין. And what is הקדוש ברוך הוא's תפילין? It's Am Israel. We are the crown of Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem is praising in us. Means that how you're going to know that you're attached to Hashem Yitbarach? If you're praising, if you're going with your good points, this is when you're with Hashem. The good points that you have in your life, those are the things that you can recognize that you received them from Hashem. You're happy. You have those good things, those good points, those good success that you have. You put tefillin today, you pray shachrit today, you're happy. You made tshuva, you had a good itbodedut, you found yourself making tzedakot, charity, you went to Uman. Those things, why you define them as good? Because you feel that they connected you to Hashem Yitbarach, right? So actually good points, אין טוב אלא תורה. There is no good except of the Torah. אין טוב אלא צדיק. You cannot say on something good except of on the righteous man. So הקדוש ברוך הוא, he is good and his messengers are good, the Torah and the צדיקים, righteous people, they are good, and the light of your neshama, your soul, is also good. Rabbeinu is saying a person needs to find good inside of himself. What is that good? That's the light of Hashem Yitbarach that illuminates inside of you. So if you have that good, that you're going with good points, so you're glued to Hashem. And if not, so you're divided from Hashem. But it depends in you. It's not that you can judge yourself and to say, oh, so now, if I'm not looking at my good things, it means that Hashem Yitbarach is rejecting me, it means that Hashem Yitbarach doesn't like me. No. You have a free choice. You're going to choose on what to look in your life. And if you're going to look on the good things, on the good points, you're going to grow. You know those mechkarim, researchers, that people are talking to plants and talking to them and singing to them and playing music, and they're growing in a better way. You see people that other people treat them nice and saying to them good words, and so they're developing, they're growing nice, they're getting stronger. But people have been rebuked all day and been chased all day, so they cannot believe in themselves. You're bad, you're mean, you're horrible, you're a liar, you're pathetic, you're useless, nothing good is going to come out from you, you're mamash, you stink, you're stupid, Okay, so this is how you believe that you are. But now, after that you cut yourself from all of those cables and you decided to develop your process of tshuva, now you need to choose. If to listen to the voice of the snake that is whispering all day long in your ears, or to listen to the voice of the tzaddik. This is it. You have two options. You have two ears. One from the right, one from the left. This is it. One, if you're going to listen through that ear, you're going to hear the wonderful voice of the tzaddik that is praising you, that he tells you how important you are and how amazing you are and what huge things you can achieve in your life and how amazing is your soul and how much you're close to Hashem Yitbarach and how much more you can achieve and what a huge merit it is to serve Hashem Yitbarach even now, even from that place. That's the tzaddik that tells you no despair, there's always hope, you can fix, and if you're not able to, I'm doing it all for you, and I'm going to bring you to the purpose, and don't worry, and I'm walking in front of the camp, and on, and on, and on, and on. That's one voice you can listen to. Second voice tells you the same thing that you heard all of your life. You're never going to succeed, you're a liar, you're pathetic, you're low, you're filthy, you have filthy thoughts, look what you're doing, look how many times you failed, look at you, you don't have no hope, you're never going to succeed, you're ugly, you're stupid, everyone laughing at you, everyone thinks bad things about you, everyone are talking about... Who is saying that and who is saying that? That being said by the righteous man, by the tzaddik, by your soul, by Borei Olam. Those are words that written in all of the Torah HaKadosha. And the other speech, the other words are coming from the snake. Coming from Yetzer Hara. That lying to you from the first day. Came to Adam HaRishon, came to Chava Imenu. And he's lying and lying and lying and lying and lying. Like we explained it once, that when that amazing midrash, that Adam HaRishon, he was exiled, supposed to be exiled from heaven, from Gan Eden. And he's going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he tells him, what I'm going to do if I'm going to go out from this holy place to the contaminated places, outside from the garden. All of the outsiders, all of the demons, they're going to eat me alive. Because he was made out of light. So he told him, I don't have no armor, I don't have no body, what I'm going to do? They're going to eat me alive. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you stint, go and search for a body for yourself, go find a body. So he started to walk in the garden and asking all of the animals, all of the creations over there, who can give him a body? So he asked the lion, can you give me your body? So the lion told him, go away, it's my body. He asked the tiger. The tiger told him, be careful. Don't touch my body, don't touch my fur, nothing, no one's going to touch my fur. And he's moving on and asked the elephant and the giraffe and the crocodiles and everyone are saying, I'm sorry, it's my body. Go search for your own body. So he came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tells him, listen, no one helps me. I'm afraid, what I'm going to do? How am I going to go out from the Gan Eden like that? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, go to the snake. The snake failed you, so take the body from the snake. So Adam HaRishon goes to the snake and tells him, listen, you made me sin, it's your fault, and now I need to go out, and I cannot go like that. The Midrash is explaining, the Zohar Kadosh is explaining exactly how the snake looked like, exactly like us. That was how the snake looked like, exactly like us. So the snake told him, oh, I'm so sorry, you're right. I'm apologizing. It was my fault. Give me 10 minutes and I'm giving you the body. This is it. No problem. And he went, took his body, put thousands of speakers, planted inside of them, thousands of speakers all over the body, contaminated himself as much as he could, and took out his body and just gave it as a free gift to the soul of Adam HaRishon. Here, take everything I have. And then Adam HaRishon dressed that contaminated body with leprosy, the contamination of the snake, like the Zohar Kadosh is saying in that Midrash, I think it's Midrash Rabbah. And I heard it from Rabbi Ofer Erez. And he wears the snake's body. And this is it. Now, you're standing in front of the mirror, and you look, and you see the snake. But the truth is that inside you have a soul. But you cannot see the soul. You need to believe that you have a soul. When you look at yourself, you see the snake. Borei Olam is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu after 80 years, 60 years in the desert of Sinai, he tells you, Shal Na'alecha, tells him, Shal Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha, take your shoes off your feet. The Zohar HaKadosh is saying, Tum'at HaNachash, the contamination of the snake, the contaminated body with leprosy, the Guf HaMetzora, means that Moshe Rabbeinu, after 80 years of Avodat Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh, reached that level that he got rid of his contaminated body. But 1 hour before, when he was 79 and 11 months, he was still contaminated. He had Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, it's your body. You want to know your Yetzer Hara? This is the body. It needs to sleep so long, it needs to eat so long, it has to rest after the sleep to get to recover, to wake up a little bit and to drink some 2 cups of coffee and to smoke a few cigarettes and to eat some chocolate bars and to start the day. So you already lost your connection to the soul, to the neshama in the morning. So the faith is in the night. In the night. You need to believe that in the night there is a soul, there is a light. That after the darkness the sun is going to rise. You need to believe that you have a soul. You cannot see that you have a soul. You can believe in it. And that's our job. If to believe the tzaddik that tells you that you are carved from under Kisei HaKavod, throne of honor, and that you're a holy, holy, holy soul, an important soul that Hashem loves, that Hashem praises, and Hashem loves you, and Hashem puts you here on the head, on the top of His head, puts the tefillin, and on the parshiyot of the tefillin, it's you. It's you. This is what the Gemara Masechet Brachot is saying, that you are the tefillin of Kudsha Berichu. And to understand that, you need to have faith, because Yetzirah all of the time tells you, you're a snake. And you look at the mirror, and you're a snake. You see a snake. Lusts and desires and confusions and angers and sadnesses and depressions and you forget everything and you're not concentrated and mamash, you can find yourself violent and angry, wild, and want to revenge and hate everyone and cursing and talking lashon hara, and you say, hey, what's going on? It's not about tshuva at all. It's not a Jew. It's not on the way. Who am I? It's not you. That is your yetzirah. Just you need to understand it. Now you failed. All right, you failed. Now you attached yourself to the Yetzirah. Means you believed the Yetzirah to think that you are him. That's it. That's Koach HaMedame. He makes you think that you are him. That's it. But when your mind is straight and you're not confused, you know who you are. I am a Jew. No. I'm not so bad. I have a mean Yetzer Hara, but it's only corresponding to the holiness of my soul. It's only because that he cannot stand my beauty, my glory, my grace, my wisdom, my sensitivity, my abilities, my wisdom. He cannot stand it. So he's fighting and fighting and fighting that I'm going to forget who I am. That's the woe. You just need to check all of the time if you're connected to Hashem. That's it. All of the time, in every moment, in every situation, in the lowest place of them all. David HaMelech, he's not scared. He's saying, Yatzir Sheol, Ineka. I'm going to come to the lowest places of hell. No one wants to be there. David HaMelech doesn't care. He doesn't care. He said, I'm going to know that you're there. Lo irara, ki ata imadi. We're not going to see nothing bad because you're with me. If you see bad things about yourself, you are dividing yourself from Hashem. You think that you see bad things, but bad does not exist at all. Bad, that's the imaginations. You think you're bad. Yetzirah told you you're bad, and you believed him. And you bought it. But it's a lie. It's a fraud. It's a scam. It's not the truth. The truth is that you are from the seed of Abraham, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov. You're coming from a holy branch. You're coming from the holiest tree of them all, tree of life. And over there, in the entrance, in the gate to heaven, you have the heat of that flipping sword all of the time. La'at ha'cherev ha'mitapechet. All of the time, the sword is cutting, 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 cutting. Whoever that wants to enter, all of the time you have a war. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? All of the time you have that. But you need to know who you are. When you know who you are, you just go, like Rabbeinu said. And all of those obstacles, all of those walls become to be walls that are made out of water. It's not exist. You just cross them. It looks like water. But Rabbi Akiva is saying, Al tomru mayim mayim. Don't say water, water. There's no water over there at all. It's just an illusion. It's just an illusion. It looks like water. There's nothing there. Nothing there. Nothing there. You can walk into flames of fire. You can walk into waves of water. You can go cross the desert. You can cross the sea. Nachshon ben Aminadab is throwing himself to the Red Sea. Can you imagine that? Or that you don't believe that it happened? Maybe you don't believe. Maybe you don't believe. Maybe you don't believe in the Torah Kedoshah. Okay. But if you do believe in the Torah Kedoshah, so Moshe Rabbeinu, it's written on him that he was 10 years in a pit, in a hole. in a dry pit in the desert. For 10 years, Yitro caught him before that he converted, and he was afraid that they're gonna find that refugee, the Jew, over there in Egypt. And he knew that they're looking for him in Egypt, so he was afraid that they're gonna find it with him. So he threw him to the pit. For 10 years, Moshe Rabbeinu survived in that pit. After 10 years, Tzipporah, the daughter of Yitro, is coming to Yitro, her father, and tells him, "Do you know what's going on with that person that you threw to the pit 10 years ago?" He asks, "He's still alive?" She's telling him, "He's screaming to his God for 10 years on you. On you he's praying for 10 years. He started to shake, Yitro. He was pale. He becomes white. He lost all of his blood. He said, "Take him out." 10 years, Moshe Rabbeinu survived in a pit. Bar Olam supervised on him, brought him food over there. Eliyahu Navi, on the bank of the river, ravens are bringing him kosher meat. How he knew that they were kosher, that the meat was kosher? Because ravens don't have that nature to supply you food. They're thieves, they're coming to take from your food. When he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the nature, and now the ravens are serving him, brings him food, he said, "It's a miracle, it's from Hashem, I can eat." It wasn't but that's a Dach Haredit stamp, or no Rav Machpud, no Rav Rubin, nothing. Nothing. Mamash, steaks, open, and this is it. Open meat, mamash, fresh. So you need to believe in yourself. When you see private supervision, you need to know that it's Hashem. If the Shem Yitbarach shows you His love, you need to go with it. You need to flow with it. You need to know. You need to count on Hashem. You need to have confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. You need to have love to Hashem Yitbarach. You need to believe that Hashem Yitbarach loves you. And the fact that you are like that you are, the fact that you have a contaminated body, no one is arguing. No one tells you, no, you have a holy body or an angel. No, you have Yetzer Hara. There's no doubt about it. Just understand that it's a body. Don't imagine that it's you. The fact that you're falling, it doesn't mean that you're the fact that your car cannot speed to 100, to 200, it doesn't mean you're a bad driver. Maybe you're driving a rack, a gruta. Maybe it cannot drive 200. Maybe you received a body that forgets, that cannot remember. Maybe you have now a body that cannot be focused, that cannot learn Gemara so well. Maybe you have a body that is full with lusts and desires, and every bad thought is mamash waking him up and making him so excited and hot in flames. Maybe this is your body. What do you want? That's the body that Hashem gave you. You want to replace your body? Okay, serve. Work on it. Pray to Hashem Yitbarach to clean, to fix your attributes, your midot, another day, another tefillot, another itbodediot. Wonderful! Another mikveh, another shmona esrei, another 6 hours, another tikkun haklali, another charity, another mesirut nefesh, another chatzot, another kever David HaMelech, another Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Wonderful! Another uman. Wonderful! Perfect! Clean the house again for Pesach, dance again in Purim, another Shabbos. Great! You're going to make it! But define, understand, you have a contaminated body. This is your vehicle, this is your car, this is your horse. And the rider, it's something else. That's the soul. So just control the horse as much as you can and drive that car as much as you're able. But don't forget that you cannot do nothing. That's the soul that you have, and you can work with it to purify, and to grow, and to clean, and to cleanse, and to everything that you're able to do, slowly, slowly, with the ability and the powers that Hashem gives you. And don't blame yourself and chase after yourself to fall to that imagination, like you're the snake. No, you're not. You have a body of a snake. No problem. You're not alone in that. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. All of your friends are like you. All of your friends. So what? So because that he can wake up earlier in the morning, it makes him better than you? Maybe you don't know what he's doing at night. Because he's eating less than you, and he's eating healthy, so it makes him better than you. Maybe he's lying to his wife. You can never tell. And it's not something that you need even to discuss, to think on others. You just need to come to that place that you understand. I have a Yetzer Hara, my Yetzer Hara. This is my body, my contaminated body. And I need to serve Hashem Yitbarach as much as I can through that body, with that body. And not to get so confused for my failures. The worst failure of them all is nothing. Because one thought of tshuva, one will, is purifying everything, erasing everything. And if you don't believe that, okay, so talk with Hashem about it. But it's written, it's Gemarot, it's Mishnayot, it's Halachot. It's halachot. It's ilchot shuvah l'Rambam. It's a halacha. Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin is saying that if a person just wants to do tshuva, thought, maybe I'll do tshuva, he's a complete righteous man. You can marry a wife according to that psak. She's married to him. Because he said, on term that I'm a complete righteous. And he was evil, he was wicked, he was a complete criminal, mamash, a sinner. But he said, no, I'm a tzaddik gamur. Maybe he's lying. Probably he's lying. They're saying, no, she's married. How can it be? Because if really he made tshuva, so he's a complete tzaddik. She's married to him based on the fact that he said, I'm a tzaddik. Because maybe he really meant that he done tshuva, so she's married to him. Understand, the power of tshuva is real. It's real. You do tshuva, you clean. Now what's going on? You done tshuva, wonderful. You believe 1 hour that you're clean. After 2 hours, Yetzirah is keep on fighting. Tells you, no, it doesn't worthy. Look, you're sinning again. You failed again. It's the same scam. It's the same radio show. It's the same speakers talking to you over. Don't buy it. Listen to me. Listen to Tzadikim. Listen to Rabbeinu. Listen to Torah Kedosha. Don't listen to the voice of Yetzirah that tells you that you're so bad and mean. It's another lie. You heard it before. You hear it again. Don't believe. Don't buy it. Say, don't buy it. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. Don't talk Lashon Hara. Don't accept Lashon Hara. Even on yourself. What's the problem? It's Lashon Hara. To tell you that you're bad, it's Lashon Hara. To tell you that you're mean, it's Lashon Hara. To tell you that you're low, that you don't have hope, it's Lashon Hara. It's Lashon Hara. You're not allowed to accept Lashon Hara. And Yetzer Hara is talking Lashon Hara always. That's his job. That's his mission. That's his satisfaction. That's his will. Always to lie. Always to talk Lashon Hara. So just decide with yourself, I'm not buying it. This is it. I'm listening only to the voice of Tzadikim. You go with that glory, with that praises, that you see the good point inside of yourself. A person can be so rich, to have so much in his life, and like Haman HaRasha is saying, all of it doesn't worth it. Because Mordechai is not bowing to me. You're in Eretz Israel. You learn Torah. You do it bodedut. You're connected to righteous people. You have good friends. You have parnasa. You can eat. You can drink. You're healthy. You have future. You have amazing things in your life. You've been to Uman. You go to the mikveh. You keep Shabbos. Everything. But this morning, you haven't woke up to the next. That night, you went to sleep without Ma'ariv. That day, you had mikre laila. You had zera lebatala. Now, burning, ruining all of Avodat Hashem. Why? Why to destroy? Because something is wrong. One thing is wrong, and this is it. All of it is not worth it for me. Just ask of a man. Just klipat a man. Don't listen to him. Comes to chew you from all of Avodat Hashem. Because of what? That you haven't davened next. That you sinned. That you failed. So you failed. So tshuva is going to erase it. And you have an amazing future in front of you. You cleaned it and you move on. Thank you. Thank you.